Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Welcome to Musically Inclined. I am La Crush Heart. This is Phone Fantasy Radio, and I missed y'all. I'm back. It wasn't my fault, guys. It really wasn't. It was my birthday. I got a little senile for a minute. But I'm here, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope that y'all happy to be here. I hope my friends get my message and call on in, because they have been missing me. Some people have been sending me text messages and things, but I am here, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Holla at me. Let's talk about it. I got some music lined up. I'm definitely going to give y'all a 411 on what's been going on with me for the last 2 weeks and why I've been missing shows. Shout out to everybody that I've missed. Formal Ray, Brick, Lady C, Black Reporter, Sun752, Chevy Baby, all the people that, you know, been supporting me and holding me down on Phone Fantasy Radio. I really do appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. What else? Thanksgiving is on its way. The holiday season is underway now. We just finished having Halloween. Now we're waiting on Thanksgiving. And you know what comes with Thanksgiving? That Black Friday. Oh. But my new year has started, okay? We're 2 days into my new year. My birthday was Saturday, November 9th. I'm officially 33 years of age. Yuck. Know what that means? I can't lie about my age no more. You know how you used to switch the numbers around and used to be younger? Like if I switched them around, I was 23. I can't do that now, because if I switch the numbers, I'm still the same fucking age. That's that bullshit. Anyway, it's all right. So far, so good. Nothing extra popped and locked like it did when I turned 30. Everything is it's all right. I'm reaching up there, though, you know. I'm reaching up there, almost at the halfway mark, midlife crisis. I'm almost there. So, you know, it is what it is. But I had a ball these last 2 weeks. When I say I had a ball, folks, I had a ball. It took me, I'm not even going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all when I come back. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and play my little song, because that's how I do. Get us pumped, get us worked up, and get us, you know, in the right state of mind, right frame of mind, excuse me. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about my birthday, because that's how we do. This is, once again, Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. Be right back.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down, like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, yeah, tight like a million verses. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in.
And they stay there. Yeah.
Serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hoopie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust them, I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder work, close them up. Pardon me, I'm boss enough, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, hit it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am LaCrush Hearts. I am feeling extra, extra excited because, you know what, even though my new year started 2 years ago, you know, Christmas came early for me. I got everything that I wanted this year. I did. I got everything that I wanted this year, and I worked hard for it, damn it. It was a long time coming, but I got everything on my wish list this year. I'm cool now. I don't need nothing for... Well, actually, let me not say that. But before I get into all that, let me bring in my good friends, because I see them there. I see I got Pastor Brick representing Brooklyn, New
Hello.
York.
Hello.
Hey, Brick.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Nothing much. And I also got that handsome... beautiful smile, great personality, gentleman, formal Ray, representing
SI.
What's going on, formal Ray?
Hey, happy belated birthday, Lady LaCrush. Hello, Lady Brick. How are you?
Hello, formal Ray.
Hi,
hey, I'm doing
Ray.
Good. I'm on my way home. I'm not too far from the house. I'm on the express bus right now.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh,
he's always on the go.
Yeah, he is. I'll keep the conversation PG then for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lady LaCrush, how about I call you back when I get in?
That wouldn't be no fun, that would.
No, because the thing is, I'm about to lose signal, so.
Okay. All right.
All right?
All right.
I promise I'll call you back. Good to hear your voice, Lady LaCrush and Lady Brick.
I'm only on
for
an hour tonight. All right, later. Anyway, Brick, welcome back to the show. I know
thank
y'all.
You, thank you, and happy belated birthday.
I heard your birthday was Saturday.
I hope it was everything you wanted to do. You made your dreams come true and all sorts of other goodness.
You know what? All year, I'm not going to say all year, I'm lying, but the second half of the year is starting to look up for me.
Very good.
Yeah, the second half
very
of my,
good.
You know, your birthday should be your new year. So my new year has started. I'm already in 2014. You know what I mean? I'm thinking ahead. I'm making plans for this new year. For y'all new year, excuse me. My new year already started. So now I gotta wait for y'all.
I hear that.
I'm in that.
You don't wait for nobody. You just keep doing your thing.
I am gonna keep doing my thing, but I wanna party with y'all too, so I gotta wait for y'all. Gotta wait for y'all. We gotta find that new holiday. We gotta make that new holiday. New Year's. Regular New Year's gotta be new holidays. Since mine is November 9th, I gotta find what January 1st is gonna be. But anyway, let me tell you what happened to me. Let me give you the 411. Last week, I said I was going to do a show, and it didn't happen. The week before that, I was like, I'm going to do a show, and it didn't happen. I got nervous. I got everything under the sun. Everything under the sun. Because I'm turning 33. Like, you can't switch those numbers around no more. I can't lie about my age no more.
Well, if that's the case, every tick-tock of the clock, you're getting older, too. So, I mean, you're going to fret about that, too?
No, I'm not. I didn't fret. Now, I'm not saying I was fretting over anything.
And you got nervous.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't get nervous? Because I wanted my birthday to be all right.
Oh Lord.
I'm an adult now. I have to have a decent birthday. Like, I can't blame nobody but myself if my birthday isn't awesome. You get what I'm saying? If my birthday didn't come together. If my birthday didn't come together the way I wanted to, I couldn't blame nobody else but myself because I'm an adult now.
Okay,
right?
This is
true. You say, oh, my mama forgot, you know.
Well, as long as your birthday isn't contingent upon anybody else.
Right. No, but it's all up to you what you make the best of it, right?
That's what it was.
I just wanted to make the best of it, which I did. Shout out to my new friend, Tracy Matters. Tracy Matters, she's my new friend. She took me out to one of her little spots on my birthday. We left out of here. Okay, my birthday is at 12. We left out of here at 1.
Okay.
We left out at 1. We went to Frank's Lounge. Shout out to Frank's Lounge. Downtown Fulton Street. We go up into Frank's Lounge. Okay, we in there. My good friend Charisma, a.k.a. Tamara, y'all know my roommate. She hooked me up with some Heinekens. I had my new wig on, girl. It was all long and curly. Girl, you ain't see the picture I sent you? I text y'all all my pictures.
I saw the picture. I was like, look at this.
Yes. I had my
little leopard. You know, now I got to tune in, see, because she done sent me the picture.
Yeah, I was feeling good about myself. But let me tell you the best thing about that night, earlier that day, I tried on 2 sizes. Girl, I dropped down 2 dress sizes. Do you know how
excited
I was? I was doing a runner band in the dressing room. I was breaking dancing in the dressing room. Because I was like, I can't fit this. And I sure enough got it over my waist, and I was able to button and zip it. So you know what I did, right?
What you did?
I bought it.
I heard that.
I bought it. I'm guilty. I bought it. Spent all my little birthday money. I'm broke today, but it was worth it. I don't have no regrets for doing it. But, yeah.
So
there
you go.
Yeah, I went to Frank's Lounge. I got drunk. I wasn't even buzzing. I really was drunk. This is the first time in 16 years I've ever gotten drunk.
Okay.
Yes. I had a little bit of everything. I had that Henny and Cranberry. I had the Heine on deck. I had the white Zinfandel, I think that's what it's called. I had some Moscato. I had something else. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was something else. Then I get up there. Oh, let me tell you what happened. But before I get into that, what happened, let me bring in the 708. What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Musically Inclined.
Oh, hello. This is William Monroe, a.k.a. Balloon45.
Hey, Balloon45. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Yeah. Well, I've since appeared on Tosh.0 in 2009. And also this year in August of this year.
Uh-huh.
That one was a Where Are They Now thing. since I was on his since I was on his show 4 years ago in 2009. He brought in a lot of other people who also been on his show in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
That was just one of those he interviewed.
Okay, that's good. And what was your special talent?
Excuse me?
What was your special talent? He interviewed you. Why did he bring you on the show?
Oh, well, the 2009 show is what got me on there. I made a video earlier in 2000 where I performed the balloon stunt, but it kind of went wrong in a funny way.
I did a couple of balloon videos.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Oh. I did a couple of balloon videos.
I noticed.
Oh, did you like them?
Yes, I do.
Those were new. Those were new. That's new to me. That whole... That whole dynamic, that whole lifestyle was kind of kind of new to me.
Well, it's been with me since who knows when.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Walked into it back when I was in still in high school.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. All right. And I see I'm looking at your page too, Balloon. I like that whole Bill thing going on.
thank you.
So let me ask you this. And folks that don't know, Bill Loon 45 has called in. He's about the balloon fetish. I've mentioned this on my show a couple of times. We'll get back to my birthday celebration. Let's talk to Balloon for a minute. I see you got these really big balloons like I do on my page. I always wanted one of those big balloons that you can actually climb into.
Well, the one I used is a South American 80-inch. They still sell them over at Kaboom Balloons.
Right. I know about that site.
Yeah. That's www.kaboomballoons.com.
I'm going to place an order and make some new videos. I got a lot of people requesting me to make new videos. Okay, let me ask you this real quick, Bill. What is your favorite type of balloon video?
What's my favorite balloon video? Kind of hard to say. I don't really have any favorites, to tell you the truth. It's just that I don't see too many females dealing with the huge balloons, you know?
Really?
Are you on YouTube, Bill?
What's that? Yes, I am.
Are you on YouTube?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what's the YouTube thing so I can look it up? I'm really interested.
Well, it's just, it's my, okay, Balloon45 is my YouTube username.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you very much.
Right. But it's not Balloon, it's Bill, B-I-L-L.
Oh, Balloon, like, like that.
Right, that was cute. Okay,
I kinda
Bill.
I kind of thought of that for the moment when I started on YouTube.
That was years. Okay, and I see your different videos you have up here. Oh, man, you got a lot of different videos up here, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's not just balloons, per se. Sometimes I do have a balloon video and I talk about it.
Oh, okay. Do you do reviews about different type of balloons?
I did once. Excuse me. Yeah, I did that once, but I haven't done it again. It's just that I've had so many in the past years, some from China, and also the 24-inch from South America, by the way, which aren't really 24 inches, by the way. They get bigger than that when they're rated size. They look more like 30-ish. But I do like them, don't get me wrong. They had some great agate colors for a while. But I don't see them much anymore. Well, Kaboom quit selling the agate types and just gone back to the ordinary colors, special with black. I don't think they got clear anymore.
Okay. Well,
kind of sad.
Thank you so much for calling in, Bill.
Oh, and happy birthday.
Thank
belated,
you.
I think.
Yes, belated. It was Saturday.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't around.
That's quite all right. I really do appreciate you calling in, though, and showing your support to my show.
Yeah, I just happened to log into my Facebook account, or my, I didn't mean to check my Gmail account.
Okay, that's all good. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Shout out to 708 Bill from, did I ask where he was from? Okay. No.
Don't know. But I'm looking at his, video now, and
you found him on YouTube?
Yes, I did, Mr. Balloon. Oh. Okay. Very nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. Okay, so back to my story. I dropped down two dress sizes, found that out a few hours before I turned 33. That was like the best birthday gift ever, as y'all know. So, you know, if you call it to the show, you know me. I've been trying. I'm not going to say I've been working hard. That would be a lie. But I have been trying to curb my appetite and do things a little bit better. And I'm so far, so good. You know, been having a good time. And I was just proof in the pudding that my hard effort, my efforts have been perceived, I guess, if you will. Okay, so back to the what's that? Is that your background, Brick?
My background?
Yes. Oh, that's me. I don't know. I'm hearing a whole lot of static in the background. Okay, that's better. Okay, so, folks, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink, Brick. I mean, I drink and I get a buzz. I drink and I get a buzz, but I don't drink. But I showed my ass on Friday.
Uh-oh.
On Saturday morning on my birthday. Like I said, mm-hmm. I got there 11, walked to the front door. My homegirl hooked it up. The birthday girl ain't got to pay. Ow. Went to there. Music was jumping. Okay. As soon as we got there, found a seat at the bar. Ow. You know, I done went and got me a new outfit. You know, I went and bought me a brand new leather coat. I was doing my dizzle, right? I'm there, my homegirl sitting next to me. We cheering with our Heinekens. Okay, we finished one Heineken. We got the next round coming. My other girl went to the dance floor. She over there somewhere in the back. You know, so people coming over. So this grown man comes over. He's ordering his drink. He's leaning over my roommate. He's ordering his drink. Some next dude is paying for his drink, I may add. Okay? This older dude who's trying to talk to my girlfriend is paying for this next guy's drink. Yes? The older dude gives the guys two fives. Whatever the guy ordered, it came out to $12. So the bartender said, nah, I need two more dollars, $12. He said, okay, I got that $12. So as he's looking through his pockets, not just one pocket. He's looking through his pockets for $2. The older guy gives him the $2, say, here you go. He busts out with $1 and I guess left that as a tip for the bartender. Yes? Before he leaves and take his drink, he leans over to my roommate and says this, Brick, you know how I feel about certain things when it comes to trying to pick up lines and everything. He leans over to her and he says this, it looked like you could pay for your own drinks. Wait, what? And I said, just like that. I said, really? Really? He goes, mind your business. Wait, hold up. What? Brick, you're not understanding me. I look at this man, and I'm like, really? Really? This is the line you come with? Really?
Exactly.
You got the next man buying your drink? Really? And you talk about me to mind my business? Really? And like I said, I already had some drinks in me, so I was really feeling myself, girlfriend. And I'm giving him the chang, like, really? And he's sitting up there just talking to my roommate. My roommate looking at me, and I'm like, really? I'm just sitting there like, Rooter, she's sitting up there laughing at me, and, you know, this guy still is talking to her, whatever. Then he say something. Oh, he said, mind your business. And I said, this right here, and I put my, you know how you put your hand over her head, and I rub her down. Like, this right here, this is my business. I was giving him attitude, giving him fever, as they say.
But, you know, rightly so. What is that?
What is
you
that,
know,
right?
First of all, he should have just said nothing.
Exactly.
He just walked his tired ass away.
And you ain't got nothing to say. Don't make up that corny act. What was that? That's how they doing it? That's the finesse?
That's how they doing it now, girl, because if that's the case, I'm staying out the club. I ain't going in.
That's how they do now. But let me continue the story. So I said, really? I said, uh-uh. I said, why he coming at you like that? Now, I'm talking to my roommate. He goes, he said something to me. I was like, uh-uh, don't talk to me. You ain't got nothing to say to me. He goes, oh, you're so mean. Then he tried to touch me, girl.
Oh, no.
Why he going to rub his hand, his funky hand or down my arm? Why you do that? Don't touch me. I got sober so quick. Don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't even do that. Like, what? He was about to get it. Then he tried to do it again. I said, don't touch me. Like, I'll tell you one thing. When he left that bar, he never came back over to us until the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I was twisted by them, so you can do whatever you want to. Let me tell you, I was twisted by them. But
this
yeah,
I don't understand.
What?
What's with the touching?
I don't know.
What's with the touching?
Yeah, he did that to another friend of mine as well. He, you know, one person touched her, and he think he was able to touch her. No, don't touch her. No touchy. No.
No. Why do I feel like you got fellas out there? Why y'all gotta touch?
No touching.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound sadiddy or whatever, but why you got to touch?
That is
and it's
true.
Like you don't even try to, like, touch the small of a woman's back like a man should. You understand what I'm saying?
No, don't want to
like
grab
touch
your
arm.
Don't touch.
What are your hands across flesh? Like, you know, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Guys, let us know. 805-830-8320 is the number to call in. Press 1. I'm going to let you on. And we need some guy opinions up in here. Woo! I see that happen real quick. We got... I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back. 646, I see you. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me take a quick break. Let me get some water. Let me recuperate before you try to holler at us.
No touchy.
Anyway, folks, this is my theory. I'm going to play my theory. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. You're tuning to Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, and this is Phone Fantasy Radio.
You heard?
Blame it on the blue cap, that's feeling easy. kiss you. She put her body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside, girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we could be if we press fast forward. Just one more round if you're down, I'm pouring. Fill another cup up, filling on your butt. What? You don't even care now. I was unaware how fine you was before my buzzed in. My buzzed in. Like a book, I ain't trippin'.
Cause I'm a reader.
Shout it, I ain't trippin'.
I just wanna please
her. I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips. Got my teeth all wet in my ride.
All wet in my ride.
All over my ride.
All over my ride.
She licked me dead. My pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like,
blame it on the, blame it on the, blame it on the,
blame it on the truth. Got you feeling loose.
The alcohol. Brick, what's going on, Brick?
What, little Brick?
Six, yeah, 646, he hung right on up when I said I was going to take a quick break. But anyway, back to the story at hand. I'm telling y'all what I did on my actual birthday,
mm-hmm.
which was last Saturday, November 9th,
mm-hmm.
2013. I officially turned 33. And that whole day I was giving fever. That whole day I was giving fever. But okay, so we at the club. I'm getting these drinks in. I got my two Heinekens down. Me and my homegirl, we throwing it back. Somebody ordered a cranberry and Henny. I was like, oh, that sounds good. I'm gonna try that.
Uh-huh.
And she gave it the you know they give it to you. Now, like I said, I'm not a drinker, people. So I don't know how my body is going to react to certain shit. So now she throws me this drink, this Henny and cranberry with a little ice in it. To me, it tasted like water. So
okay. You're
not supposed to – I didn't sip that. I was gugging that through the straw. Like, I took two pulls and it was done. You know, $12 down the drain. Oh, damn. So – you know, that's how I was rocking. Okay, that's done. What are we going to do next? The ladies said, come to the back. Then they started playing some old school, you know, and I'm like, okay. I need somebody to watch our jackets. You know, yeah. I just bought this jacket. Nobody walking out with my shit. I will sit here all day.
Yeah,
I will sit here all day. So, yeah, we got somebody to wash the jackets. Me, I go back there. My roommate go back there. We doing our two-step. I'm feeling good. There's these little
mm-hmm.
guys. They looking. They like, damn, look at Big Mama, because I was moving it, girl, moving it. Couldn't tell me I wasn't doing the two-step hard body. So there's this one guy. He's posted up on a wall. I look at him because I almost squashed him. He was standing, he was on the wall, and I didn't know he was behind me, and I backed up and almost squashed him. You know,
yeah,
so
he was.
Right. He didn't tap me. He didn't tap me or nothing. He just let me back up on him, you know. So
yeah,
you know what that was. But okay, so I go back to the bar, you know, like, hey, you want to come there? She's like, well, who's gonna wash the coat? And I got real depressed after that. Like, oh yeah, oh yeah. But I got some white Zinfandel. I don't even know what that is. I think it was mine. I didn't like it. So, excuse me, I got some Moscato. Actually had 2 cups of Moscato.
Uh-huh.
And Alizé. That's the drink I had. I had that yellow Alizé. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what nobody say. I eased back to that dance floor, and I fucked that guy up on the wall. I just fucked him up. Just fucked him up. He was my wall for the night till I left. He's like, I'm like, you still here? Like, I'm trying to hold on to the wall. The whole room done got lopsided on me. No lie. I was leaning and rocking like I was on a seesaw. That whole room just kept going sideways, up and down, up and down. Like I said, it took me 16 years to get drunk like that, you know. So I'm in the back, I'm dancing, all of a sudden, I open my eyes while the lights are on. Oh, shit, it's over. All I do,
you crazy.
That dude's like, I'm going home, I got to take my son somewhere, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to hear that. You ain't going nowhere. Stay right there. And I put my butt up on him, girl. Put my butt up on him. I was feeling so good. I leaned back to his hands and put him on my teeth. He started rubbing my teeth in the club. My milkshake bring all the boys to the yard. Oh, Lord, I was acting a fool. Acting a fool. I came back to the front. I came back to the front. We still getting it in. Okay. They talking about the club is closing. Y'all don't need to go home, but I need to get the hell up out of here. Word. My, you know, my players of a roommate, they done found them some dude. Shout out to that dude. Are you sleeping on me, Rick? Rick. Rick fell asleep.
Yeah.
She fell asleep. Don't yell. You don't yell at me. You fell asleep. You fell
Hello.
Asleep. You got caught. You got caught.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
No,
my phone was on mute.
I
forgot I
was
taking it on mute.
No, you got caught.
Oh, sorry.
You thought it was on mute. Nope, it wasn't on mute. You got caught.
You know what? Whatever.
All right.
Hold on.
I'm just telling you, hold on. Don't you know this is a live radio show? This is live. Right. Can't hold on. That'd be dead air. Hold on. Anyway, right. Folks, I see the 917. He don't want to press 1-4-9-6-8. He don't want to press 1 and talk to me, but I see him listening. He tuned in right now with his Galaxy Note. That's all right. Calling him out. I'm calling him out. Call him out. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? What's happening?
How are you?
Chilling. Yo, I tuned in to the call a little bit late. I think it was like 9:15 when I tuned in, but I'm here. What's happening?
Ain't much. I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Come on. Listen. You know what it is. I got nothing but love for you. You know I got to call in and support.
Right. So I'm just giving Brick the rundown of what I did on my birthday, my first experience being under the influence as such.
No doubt.
You know, went out with my girls, you know, threw some pictures on Facebook, had my trip.
No doubt.
And then
And you was on tilt. You was on full tilt.
I was on tilt. Leaning, rocking with it, all that in one, man. That whole house was going.
Bent. I know you was bent. I know it's all right. It's all good. But you had fun though, right?
I did have fun. Then we got out there. Next thing you know, the dude hopped in the cab with us, and we go to IHOP. He not trying to holler at me, but the best way to get to my friend is to get at me, right? You know, I had a little game with him. He had a little game with him, you know, so I messed with him. And he treated us to IHOP, said to the, our waitress name was Bubbles. Now, I've been talking about this for months. I want to go to IHOP so they could sing me the birthday song. Hey, it's your birthday. Right. They all come clapping and shit like that. So, you know, I got that. I got me a little dessert. I got me a little dessert with that. Yeah. And he tells our waitress, he said, Bubbles, get her anything she wants. He's like, well, her food is on her way. Like, whatever else she wants. I ain't want nothing else, but okay. Thanks for putting it out there like that, baller. You know. Yeah, okay. You know, sitting up there like you balling like that. All right. That's how you want to roll with it. But it was nice. He was a nice guy. You know, we had
fun. Let me tell you something. You had fun even before your birthday started. Your fun began when you found out that you dropped down two dress sizes.
Mm-hmm. You know that's right.
That's when your fun began.
You know that's right. And my fun ain't
over. Yeah, you knew from that point forward you was going to turn it up, and that's just what the hell you did.
I sure enough did. But let me tell you this. I got a lap dance at IHOP. Ow! That's what I knew.
Oh,
it
Lord.
Was all good. Yes, he did. 6 o'clock in the morning, that little man came over, and he gave me a lap dance.
That's the
new one. Ice cream and nipples. Ice cream and nipples. And he was just backing it up. I was like, ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
You had all types of fun.
I did. I was rubbing on his breasts.
Okay.
I did have all types of fun. And that was just
that's
in the morning time. I didn't even get to the evening time.
That's right.
That was just the morning time. We didn't even get to the evening time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I did my I got a couple of pictures up there of my IHOP excursion. My roommate tagged me in some pictures. So hit me up on Facebook, folks. www.facebook.com/LaHearts. LaHearts. I'm up there. Look me up. A Crush Heart. Phone Fantasy Radio is up there. WRPF Radio. Yep. And we're just having a great, good old time. For my birthday, it was really nice. Shout out once again to Tracy Mattis. She's my new friend. And also Miss Charisma. Yeah, I know who she is. That's my roommate. She calls in every now and then. Shout out to the 646 because he came back. 646. I see you, 646. She came back. Or she came back. We got Britt.
Yeah.
We got Chris. Chris, we got to play a game of backgammon. We got to start over.
Yeah, no, I don't start over. You know what the score is. You know what it is. You don't start over. We got to at least get the 10. We got to get the 10. The score is 8-6. We got to get the 10. You don't start over at 10.
8-6. No, it's
yes.
not.
It's 8-6.
No, it's not.
What is it?
I don't remember, but it ain't 8.
Yes, it is. You got 6. That's what it is. I'm telling you.
I got like 7.
Where do you get that 7 from?
Why you trying to cheat me? It's my birthday.
Nah, I ain't no cheat. We better think about that. I'm going to give you time to think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
When
oh, God.
Let me
I need to add me on Tango. Look up LaCrush Heart so we can play backgammon. If you're into that, I'm into that. Anyway. What else? Okay, so Saturday night, I had company over in my own little small apartment. We had about 10, 12 folks up in here. We was playing spades. We had the liquor on deck. We had the smoke on deck. It was all of the Everybody was here. We was having a good old time. Yeah. A good old time. So, y'all know, I didn't even crack the Quavo. That's for this weekend, because I'm going to go to that Leopard and Leather party at the Bamboo Lounge Saturday, November 16th. I'm going to be up again. I got my little pleather shirt, you know, got my little tights for me to go and get my two-step on once again. This time I'm not going to get tilted. This time we're not going to get bent, you know, just going to have a good time. What did y'all do this weekend? What did y'all do? What did you do, Brick?
Well, I wallowed in depression. Thank you very much. Other than that... Other than that, it was a regular weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was an okay weekend. I got a lot of rest. I just needed to rest. Got a lot of rest and, you know, reflection, made some life decisions, you know. So I would say it was a good weekend.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
You know, nothing too deep. Nothing too deep, but, you know, deep enough.
True that.
And, you know, that's it. I'm surprised anybody called me and told me there wasn't no liquor going on nowhere.
Oh, please.
You know, but...
That phone worked both ways. That phone worked both ways.
I know you. Listen, you the one that got the liquor going. You with the liquor.
It was my birthday. You should have called me up. Happy birthday, Crush. I would have said, come on out. But you didn't even.
Since you got it, totally forgot about it. I said, oh, shoot.
You see how you do me?
I know.
What about you, Chris? What you do for my birthday weekend? Chris.
Yes, I'm listening. I went out to Long Island. Went to Roosevelt Park. They had a nice tribute celebration for Chuck D of Public Enemy. The picture is going to be on Facebook soon. And a few other nice people from Roosevelt who went on in life and just did some great things. So that was like the main thing right there. Other than that, I just chilled and relaxed.
And you didn't call me neither.
You know that phone works two ways.
Mm-hmm. It was my birthday. Mm-hmm. And you already know I was on tilt. I don't know what the numbers look like.
All right. Nah, but don't worry, I got you.
Yeah. Shout out to the Saint.
I got you.
From the Four Aces Network. He's doing his sizzle tonight. At 10 p.m. Shout out to him. He called me up on my birthday. Shout out to all my friends that came through once again. I want to know who this 646 person is, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. 646, what's your name? Where you calling from? 646, I know you're there. 6330. Huh?
Now I was trying to get them safe.
They don't want to say nothing. All right. Okay.
That's how you do. And Mr. Lou.
I'm going to prank call you now. You're my prank call list. No, I'm just playing. You know who I miss? Who didn't even call me?
Who?
Type of way. Black Reporter.
Yeah, I was wrong with him.
He didn't even call me.
He has his own life now. He's got his own life, okay? Black Reporter, get at us when you get a chance.
Shout out to Mr. Eric Wilson on Facebook. He's tuned in somewhere. Shout out to him, though. He's hit me up on Facebook right now. Okay, so we talked about it. Now we got to get back to the main question. I have Chris on the line. He got a penis. Chris, what's up with the touchy-feely? What's that about?
Yo, what that's about is a lot of dudes is lame. Let me explain this to you, right? A lot of guys, they think they have game, but guess what? They have no game at all. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to talk to a lady and become our friend just being smooth, just by talking to her. So they want to touch, grab, feel, call her out a name, cat call, whistle, this, that. All that stuff is lame, and guess what? It don't even work. But they doing something. Nah, that's not the game I play. My game is like this. It's not a game at all. I just talk to young lady, express myself, ask her about herself, listen. That's the main thing, gotta listen. A lot of the cats don't know how to listen. They want to do all the talking with zero listening. Nah, that don't work. You got to listen in order to know a person. Once you know a person, the rest should be easy.
Yes, I agree with that.
You see?
I agree with that. A lot of cats,
a lot of cats don't know that.
You're right.
They don't know that. So you want to touch, grab, feel, all that. Come on, that's why. First of all, who said you could touch her? Who asked you? She didn't ask you to touch her.
Don't grab her arm, grab her hand.
She didn't ask that.
What that guy did, that could have started a fight. What if my dude was sitting behind me? And I told you not to touch me, and you do it again? It's not that you did it once, and then you didn't, you know, you did it again. Like, I was playing.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was nothing about playing on my face. Like, I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
Right.
Like, who says that? Chris, have you ever seen one of your homeboys or you walk up to a girl and say, oh, you look like you could buy your own drinks? What does that mean?
That's lame, lame. A lot of dudes is lame. First of all, that cat right there, he didn't even have his own paper. His man is buying his drink, so he was broke. So he was embarrassed, and he was broke, and that was the only comeback he could come with.
Damn.
That's what that was. You understand?
Hmm.
So the embarrassment got the best of him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Brick, you already know. You tune into my show, so you already know when it comes to the... Oh, as a matter of fact, here come Mr. Handsome. Hey, Mr. Formal Ray.
Hello again. Here is promised.
Yeah, here is promised. So you already know, Mr. Ray. You tuned into my show. You've even spit it back to me when it comes to guys and trying to... You know, that has to be on my top five worst pickup lines ever. Like, there's nothing attractive. I can't do nothing with that line. If I'm a female and I hear that line, I'm like Chris said, you're lame. Get out of my ear. Like, wait, what? You look like you can buy your own drinks. What does that mean? Can y'all decipher that? Can anybody bring me into... What does that mean? How do you decipher that? Like, how am I supposed to digest that? He said it's a compliment, but it doesn't sound like a compliment to me. What do you think, Brick?
You know what? I told you since I heard that statement, I mean, I've just been chuckled by it. You know, you can buy your own drinks. I mean,
and
that just sounds...
Like, he said it like he was a Don Juan of a, like, oh, you look like you can buy your own drinks. Like, wait, what? And I'm like, I'm not hating. I'm not a hater, but, Ray.
It's funny.
What if your friends came to you, or you was with one of your homeboys, and they linked over to a girl, and they said that? What are your thoughts on that? How would you respond as being his friend?
I don't think that... Okay, I think that what you did was absolutely on point, first of all. It was on point. Because, you know, when you go to a club, you know, if you go on a group, you stay as a group. That's how I always took it when me and my girls always went. We left as a group, we come as a group, we leave it as a group.
I
don't think it was anything wrong with what you said to him. It was everything wrong with what he said to you and your friend. That was just ridiculous. And I don't think you were wrong for taking it out of context.
It wasn't even I took it out of context. It just threw me off. You know how you, like, you see something and your mouth drops? Like, that was, like, I just got so dumbfounded. I was like, really? Like, that's what you...
Yeah.
And I didn't mean nothing about it. It just came out that way. Like, really? And the thing he did, he looked at me, he said, mind your business. Like, wait, hold up. This right here? My business? For the past of my years, this one right here, that is my business, dude. You don't try to come at me like that. Wait, what? And guys should already know this. You know, if you come to, this is your regular spot, guys, the people already noticed you. If you was paying attention, you already know the best way to get to a girl in the group is to get to a friend. Any player know that. That's like rule 101. Ray, you
ooh.
Still with me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ray, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
But can we address the touching?
Wait, hold on. Let me ask Ray this. Ray, what do you think about that line?
I don't know what to think, but I know for a fact that's not a quality compliment. I don't even know why you said that to you.
He didn't say it to me. He said it to my homegirl.
What was he proving?
No, he said it to my homegirl. Like, okay, this is what it is. Somebody else was buying his drink at top of that. This older cat was buying this man. He gave this man, maybe he owed him a drink, maybe he lost a bet. I don't care. I don't know why it happened. But this older cat was buying him a drink and gave him the wrong amount of money. So he said, oh, I got the $2. He looking through all his pockets for this $2 and only pulled out a dollar bill. So the old man gave him the $2 and the dollar bill became the tip for the bartender. And before he can pick up his drink, he leans over to my roommate Tia and he goes, oh, you look like you could buy your own drinks. And he was dead serious about it. And I
well,
just
I don't again, you see, here's the thing, I've never been known to use corny pickup lines when I talk to a female, so I don't know what his intentions were. The only time I've ever used corny pickup lines is to play around with a female who I already know.
Right. You know,
so
you
I don't know. I really I don't know what that line means, Crush. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
I don't know neither. But shout out to that guy, whoever he may be. You know, then he acted like, oh, y'all know such and such. No, we don't know no such and such. Get out of here. You never seen us before. But anyway, big shout out to Chevy baby. He's feeling sick right now, so shout out to him. That's why I stay tuned in. Chris.
Chevy.
Chris.
Yes, I'm here. Talk to me.
What's the sexiest line?
Can I have my question answered, please?
What's your question, Brick?
About the chicken.
We already answered that. I gave you an answer. Chris gave you an answer. You want Ray to give you an answer?
Yes, formal Ray, please.
The answer to what?
Touching. What's the touching?
She wants to know why when you're out and about, guys want to come and touch you inappropriately.
And it's not, like, what I mean when I say inappropriate, I don't mean come up and just grab your tits. I'm talking about like touching your, like running their hands down your arms and touching the back of your neck and, you know, like just
want to put your hand on your face and
yeah,
like
want to touch your face
puppy
with their fingers.
Something. Right, like you're a puppy or something. Nigga, don't touch me.
Yeah, want to grab your chin with a dirty thumb. Ew.
All I can think of is lack of home training or lack of learning how to approach a lady. I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think to assume that you can do that to every female, that shows what a guy lacks
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the etiquette of talking to a lady. So
mm-hmm.
that's just all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure you, formal Ray, lead a woman around by the small of her back, right?
Yes. I mean that's ridiculous. I mean he don't even know you, and he's assuming it's okay to touch you. That's crazy.
I thought when you order like an appropriate touching, you know, if you're interested in someone, of course you have conversation, and you know, like I guess you want to say, shall we have a find a table, and you're leading, you know, you ladies first, and you lead her around by, let's just say, the small of her back, that's acceptable, but not necessarily got your hand playing on her behind, but kind of like, you know what I'm talking about, formal, right? Since you're such the gentleman.
This
way he sparkles.
Actually, he holds your elbow. He holds your elbow.
Oh, he holds your elbow.
Yeah.
He holds your elbow.
Yeah, he cups your elbow.
He cups
that's
your
hot.
Elbow.
Yeah,
ooh. You should do. Very nice. Very nice.
All right, folks. So, what's the plans for this weekend? You coming out with me to the Love and Leopard Party?
Man, what the hell is that got to do with? What's going on there? People getting whipped and beat up? What's up?
No, it's just you wear something leather or leopard. You know, Big Shug. It's a regular dance party.
Oh. Leather or leopard?
Yeah, it's the leather print. Leather material or the leopard print. That's all. You know, feeling sexy. It's a Scorpio party. It happens once a month. You know, at Club Bamboo Lounge.
Oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah, $10 to get
so
in.
So you have to give me some leopard leggings and twerk?
Yeah, you sure can. Conway got them on sale right now. Just letting you know.
You say Conway got them on sale?
They
leopard
do.
Leopard leggings.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, with a little leather strip going down the sides. I know. My roommate got a pair. My roommate got a pair. Yes, they do.
See, now we can't go in there with the same thing on.
Well, she's not going to wear that. I got her outfit. She's not wearing that.
Ooh, all right. I hear that.
You know, I got to look out for my girls. You know how I do, man. That's why that man didn't understand. That's why his words hurt so much. Like, mind your business. That right there is my business, Jody. What? That's my people. That's my sister from another. Get Pete down up in here. Don't talk to me like that.
I'm glad you know where the spots are, Crush, because I don't know where any are in New York. There's never nothing open, and I mean that's big girl friendly.
Really? This club was it was a little compact, but like I said, it was my first time going in. And it seemed like a nice crowd. We might go there again. So, and it's right going down towards downtown Brooklyn.
Fulton?
Yeah.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, it's right there. Like, you pass it all the time and you don't know. You know where Blue Moon, that Blue Crocodile Place, whatever? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Blue Crocodile Place.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's the Blue Crocodile Place.
You know the blue old, the little restaurant you told me about over there. Right there, Fulton. Blue something.
I'll find it.
Yeah, you
well,
know.
Oh, it's downtown Brooklyn. That's good. I mm-hmm. can sleep my bro to go have a drink. I hate going into Manhattan.
Right,
I think as big as Brooklyn is, we got a damn club.
Huh?
But anyway, shout out to Brooklyn. I think as big as Brooklyn is, we don't have a club. We got to go to Manhattan to get a drink.
Clubs, but they always get shut down because somebody done shoot it up.
That's true. We don't shoot up clubs no more in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we do.
When the last club got shot up?
It's not the old folks. It's the young ones.
What's
it
the young folks?
It don't happen on a Saturday. It happened on a Friday when they have the young crowd, you know?
Yes, you also don't get shot up no more.
Be going postal.
We too old.
Maybe after work, you be going postal.
Shit, our guys are just coming home. They ain't going back. We didn't party with the ones that done came home.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see Max on my Facebook today?
No, I didn't.
Max is feeling like a king up in here. Yeah. He being picked up and rubbed, and it's not just from me. Oh, my goodness. He don't know how to act. He don't know how to act, girl. He been ignoring me. He come to her. He rub up on her. All the things I need him to do to me, he don't do. I'm like, come here, Max. Hit that nigga lady and look at me. What? Let me get up. What? That cat be laying there looking at me. But it is what it is.
He's getting musically inclined. He just shut up. Let him get musically inclined.
I still love that. Anyway, good people, I think it's my time to head on out. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, Brick. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Ray.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Ray.
And I'll keep y'all in the loop when I'm on again. We'll probably be tomorrow, but we'll see. You listen to Musically and Fine. www.facebook.com is the website. Get all our links, get hooked up, do all that good stuff. Thank you again for the well wishes. Thank you for the shout out. Thank you for the support. I really
thank
do appreciate
Mr. Bill,
it.
Thank you, Bill Tune, Balloon Man.
I'm going to say Mr. Balloon 25 for calling in. Mr. Williams for calling in. Also, shout out to Eric Wilson, who's been calling in and out, checking it up, leaving comments. Shout out to Ray. Shout out to,
shout out to
Russ. Russ Owen. We love the Russ. We love the Russ. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Happy Haitian Chef.
Oh, you're behind the 646. So thank you for letting me know, because I was going to prank call your ass. Find out who you are. But it is all good. It's all good. Everybody enjoy your evening.
Enjoy your evening.
I'm going to enjoy my evening. I'm going to leave y'all off with a song, which is very appropriate. And I am out.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get your sexy out. If you know that you better than the new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon' miss me when I'm out. Ayo, CC, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. You was by Lennox, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri, see you when you're loving hip-hop men DC. Niggas is a bitch, my dog. If I say it on wax, every bitch follow. If I'm sippin' in the club, mix Moscato. I got a big fat ass, big dick follow. Hit him with a back shot, hit him with the ass shot. Took him to the bank, then I hit him with a cash shot. I do a big, I hit him with a cap lock. I'm gonna ball, I hit him with a mascot. No, I never been here, but I like the Bangkok. Big fat titties when they hangin' on my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, niggas tryna shade me. But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nikki and we be F baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. But you cause you shady. Now which bitch won it? Cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking forget it.
I just went through a breakup, but it's okay, I got my cake up. Do my hair, put on some makeup. Tryna see what tonight gon' take us. I post some pics up looking sexy. Not if nigga won't text me. How much you won't bet me? He gon' regret the day he left me. Celebrating the break in the phone wall. Are you gonna go ahead and pull me a little more? Tonight we gon' have us a good time. Let's have a toast to a good vibe. Not even hammer can touch it. We standing up on all the couches. Tomorrow you gon' hear about this. This is what you hearing through your speakers. That's why we dance until I feel hurt. See, I found out he was my problem. Tonight I came out here to solve up.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it come on, you should get out of the song, so that
is killing.